Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Despite their initial silence, Barack and Michelle Obama have finally endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris for president.
We called to say Michelle and I couldn't be prouder to endorse you and to do everything we can to get you through this election and into the Oval Office.
Oh, my goodness. Michelle, Barack, this means so much to me.
So they cut that video with the cell phone. They also put out this statement. This just came out this morning. The Obamas add that she has the vision, the character, the strength that this critical moment demands. There is no doubt in our mind that Kamala Harris has exactly what it takes to win this election and deliver for the American people. This also comes as a new poll from the New York Times shows Harris in a virtual tie with former President Trump.
So the Obamas broke reluctantly yesterday, Lee.
But they still literally phoned it in.
Yeah, they phoned it in. They did not want to endorse Kamala Harris. And they ran a almost week-long campaign, devastating campaign against her. One of the most devastating parts of that devastating campaign were the leaks in the New York Post. And this article, I think, didn't get enough attention. The headlines, Obama doesn't believe Kamala Harris can beat Trump. And in the middle of the article, you'll find what really happened. We're talking about the sources that they have. It says Obama's hope was to get Biden out of the way, the New York Post writes. And an op-ed written by George Clooney in the New York Times asking him to step aside was part of that plan. However, the higher ups in the Democrat Party did not count on Biden endorsing Harris right away, and Obama was shocked when the president endorsed her. They lost control of the process. They did.
Well, it's always the risk.
Yeah. After Biden's ouster, Obama wanted Arizona Senator and former astronaut Mark Kelly at the top of the ticket when the Democrat National Convention is held next month. Obama is furious that things haven't gone that way, which is why he is not joining the Democrat Party's support of Harris, at least for now. So he spent many days trying to politically assassinate her. We now know who the candidate was that they wanted the Blitz primary for. Again, remember the Democrat leadership, Lee, floating the Blitz primary a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
And they wanted this for one reason. I said at the time, she cannot win it. She cannot win it. In a last-ditch effort to stop her, they even trotted out Black Lives Matter to say they didn't want Kamala. Kamala was the candidate of the elites and the billionaires and the globalists and all these bad people, and they wanted a snap primary, something online and digital that Democrats could vote in. And anything less would not be democracy. Where did that come from? That came from Barack Obama. Last ditch effort to stop her and put in the white guy without much of a national profile so they could cast upon him every lie in the book and make, you know, immaculate him the way they did Obama, turn him into something he wasn't. When I read this, this just chilled my blood. I knew there was a candidate they were going to use like that. And I'm here to tell you, we'd have a hard time beating Mark Kelly.
Yeah.
We'd have a really, really hard time
paper,
beating Mark Kelly.
Ooh.
That would hurt. I mean, yeah. I'd be on my knees praying.
Military background, yes, astronaut, you know, husband of Gabby Giffords. I mean, of course, you've got that whole gun control thing. And obviously, that's not going to endear himself to the GOP base. But, you know, that, with that military background and astronaut, that would go with many conservatives.
So this is a fascinating story. One of the things with the Republican Party where we struggle to win for so long is because these liberal, nasty Republican country club types who get rich off the tax evasion scheme that is illegal immigration and exploitation and the deliberate suppression of working Americans' wages, both black, white, and Hispanic. Those people, the open borders crowd, it's about 15-20% of the Republican Party, have been at war with America, Americans, the middle class, and the rest of the party, much like Democrats are. And we have most of our problems come from that sector, the fighting between the two. Democrats are always in lockstep. This is the first time I've seen them not in lockstep. It's costing them dearly. And what has happened here is very simple. Biden resents Obama. He wanted to run in 2016. Obama passed over him. I mean, he's a compulsive liar. And Obama has said, never underestimate Joe's ability to F things up, right? I mean, for good reasons, Obama passed over Joe. Joe's crazy. And Obama knows. I mean, Joe is legit crazy before the dementia. And he's a compulsive liar and a psychopath. And he's a liability on a campaign trail. So Obama correctly chose a more composed psychopath, Hillary Clinton. So, I mean, at least she's not a compulsive liar,
right? You're right. She's a strategic liar.
She's a strategic liar, right? She's not going to tell you that her Uncle Posey got eaten by cannibals for no particular reason and alienate the entire country of New Guinea. Like, that's not going to happen.
It's just all the people around her either commit suicide or and have their, strange circumstances of their death.
But they go quickly and they don't suffer much. Right. So we don't pay much attention to it. Anyway, the good news for us is Joe is angry, okay? And I can actually see his side of this. Obama skipped over him, told him not to run, then endorsed Hillary. Hillary loses to Trump, and then Joe shows him by coming in and getting selected in 2020 and beating Trump, right? However he did it. Greatest voter fraud operation in history, Joe says, but I don't know. I'm going to take him at his word. Anyway, so that all happened, and Joe's take is, look, I beat Trump. Why is Obama stabbing me in the back now? Yeah. Looking at this in reverse, it becomes clear what they were doing. I've always thought the Bidens were holding up for a bigger payday. They were holding the party hostage. Okay, we'll drop out, but we're going to need some payola. And I'm sure they got it. We'll read what they got. It's going to be a lot of money. It's going to be a couple $100 million. They're going to do it through, you know, I don't know how they'll do it. You're going to see the Bidens cut in on a big deal in the coming months or years. It's probably going to be months. After he leaves office, or maybe they'll go ahead and get the money to Hunter and the brother now. I don't know how they'll do it, but whatever. They got paid off. But the other, you know what they were also doing was the longer Joe waited, the more desperate the Democrats became because they ran out of time for their blitz primary that they were going to use to defeat Kamala.
Maybe he read The Art of the Deal.
Maybe he did. I mean, their power increased because they needed that 3 weeks for the blitz primary. They needed that couple of weeks to politically assassinate Kamala, get the base to understand, yeah, she's a black woman, but she can't win. And then, whoo, there comes Mark Kelly to save the day. And, oh, democracy, look, I mean, look who everybody voted for online. Because, again, they knew she couldn't win a blitz primary or a snap primary as Black Lives Matter was calling. I mean, Lee, she got beat. I have to keep looking at my notes because I forget the guy's name. Tom Steyer. She got beat by Tom who? Yeah. I don't know. I have to write it down to remember.
Yeah.
And Andrew Yang. She didn't win a single delegate in that primary. That was a Democrat primary. Yeah. Okay. They don't like her. They don't. And Obama knows this, but Joe cut his legs out from under him. Joe said, okay, you go push me out. You're going to have a worse candidate. And she is. She has been mathematically the worst candidate for most of the Biden administration. Again, I can't say this enough times. She pulled lower than Joe. Just a couple points, but still, he had to have a brain malfunction live on national television for her to finally pull higher than him.
Well, one of many.
Well, yeah, but one that the American people are actually allowed to see in their media, in the mainstream media. So they're stuck with her, I think, this morning, unless they can find some way to get her out by, you know, by the convention. But it's not looking good. And I think that's why the Obamas knuckled under. So this strategy of theirs has now blown up in their face.
And going right along with that, and we had this comment from the Trump campaign, they're not committing to a debate with Harris yet until she actually gets the nomination, because she does not have the nomination yet. And they are pointing out the continued chaos in the Democratic Party, and they may change their mind. And they were absolutely right to do that. For once, I'm seeing Republicans that are playing, that they are using everything at their disposal right now. They're going after the Harris-Biden folks over that transfer of the money, the Biden campaign money, over to the Harris campaign, which has got some legal problems.
Yep.
And then pointing out that, oh, why should we agree to the debate? Because she's not the official candidate yet. Everybody says that she's going to be the candidate, but she has not yet got the Democratic nomination for candidate, for president yet.
And as Victor Davis Hanson brilliantly wrote, we've had so many coups in the last 6 weeks.
Yes.
You really shouldn't schedule,
right,
you know, the debate with her.
Yeah.
And plus, Republicans, I think hopefully Trump has learned from his error. I mean, the Democrats were reading in the New York Post, set Joe Biden up with that debate to take him out. And Trump fell for it, too. He took out the worst candidate they had. Potentially worst candidate they had. He doesn't want to take her out too with the debate. That's smart. You don't debate her till she's locked in, because then you're going to get Mark Kelly and you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a big problem. Don't do their work for them. Don't take their candidates out by debating them in the, because keep in mind that debate with Biden was the earliest presidential debate ever held in American history.
Yeah.
And now we see why the Democrats wanted it. They wanted Joe to go. They wanted to put Kamala in. They needed those few weeks. Joe had agreed to go 4 years ago. We played you that audio.
And think about it. Neither one of the candidates were actually the party's nominee yet.
I know.
Neither one of them.
I, and you remember how afraid I was of that debate. I think I was the only person I know of going, oh, my gosh, we can't win. No, we can't win that. No, we don't want to win that debate because Joe's not locked in. Can you imagine if we had had that debate with Joe after the nominating convention and then they saw his dementia?
Yeah.
How good that would have been for us?
Yeah.
But, you know, we have to hope she's a weaker candidate. There are some signs that she is. So Joe dragged his feet to force Kamala in. Why? He wants her to lose, to humiliate Barack Obama. Barack Obama just lost this round. So this is a major screw up for the Democrats. Lee, I can't remember them screwing up. I mean, I said they don't make mistakes. So
not too many and not too high profile. That's
no,
true.
No. But they're all on the same talking points now, and we better get some talking points, too. We need a war room. We cannot just have Trump reading off the teleprompter and then going off the teleprompter because he's bored. That's not gonna work. And Joey Hudson told me, Lee, he was at that North Carolina rally. He went off the teleprompter.
Oh, yeah. You can always tell when he does, and he's always going to.
Not a good idea. Just no. Not what we want to do. So got to get some discipline. We could beat them with discipline, but you got to stay disciplined. And that is the hardest thing for Donald Trump.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning. Okay. Bizarre news breaking overnight. Something is very, very wrong regarding this attempted assassination of Donald Trump. And there was another jaw-dropping thing that many people missed that came out of that FBI director testimony. I'm going to get into all of that, but I want to get into this because it's just so astonishing. Catherine Herridge, one of the few real reporters left in the swamp, got a hold of this. Remember how the shooter, Thomas Crooks, surveilled the Trump rally site with a drone the day before and in the hours before the shooting, whereas the Secret Service didn't do it at all? It's kind of treated as an oversight. Everybody wondering, why wouldn't they do it? I mean, well, they chose not to. Listen to this. From a letter from Senator Josh Hawley, who has conducted his own investigation and asked whistleblowers to come to him, and they are. Let me just read to you from that. It's not that the Secret Service didn't fly a drone or neglected to fly a drone or couldn't afford a drone given their $3.1 billion budget. The fact there are 7,000 agents. Yeah, no, it wasn't any of that. According to a whistleblower, the night before the rally, U.S. Secret Service repeatedly denied offers from a local law enforcement partner to utilize drone technology to secure the rally. This means that technology was both available to the U.S. Secret Service and able to be deployed to secure the site. Secret Service said no. Okay, don't come to the initial meeting with law enforcement. Tell Trump's regular security detail of Secret Service members, agents, hey, y'all been working 7 days. Why don't you just like go home? Why don't you say, take a break? Yeah, no, we got it covered. We'll bring in some folks. And then the folks you bring in answer to Alejandro Mayorkas. They aren't Secret Service. Not only are they not Secret Service, they're not trained. They're not trained to do these events. They are desk agents. They're investigators. They're investigators with the Department of Homeland Security. Investigators who would not even notice that the security protocols that should have been deployed weren't. Why? Because they've never seen them before. So nothing looks weird to them. Then to make sure no alarm goes up, what do? Jill Biden gets 12 Secret Service agents for an indoor event with less than 200 people. Trump's got the outdoor event. He gets three. Three, they're called post-standers. Then you draw the most likely assassination point right out of the perimeter and go, oopsie, locals were in charge. Well, why? Well, because we drew it out of the perimeter. Then you change the security designation to a loose security event. So loose, you didn't even need credentials to go backstage. Shooter could have walked right up to Trump, shot him in the face. So that's what you call unsecuring and insecuring the rally. The people that they sent to replace some of the Secret Service, answered Alejandro Mayorkas, not the Secret Service director who just resigned. That's why I did a Battleground America podcast saying the guy behind this just got away with it because nobody's paying attention to Mayorkas, and that's who you need to pay attention to. And now we find this. Local police wanted to use a drone to secure the site, and Secret Service said no. Fascinating. It gets worse. You're thinking, wait, it couldn't get worse. Well, yeah, it got worse. Secret Service said no. The whistleblower further alleges that after the shooting took place, Secret Service changed course and asked the local law enforcement partner to deploy the drone technology to surveil the site in the aftermath of the attack. Now, here's where this gets interesting. This wasn't your typical drone. Senator Hawley writes, it's hard to understand why U.S. Secret Service would decline to use drones when they were offered, particularly given the fact U.S. Secret Service permitted the shooter to overfly the area, the rally area, with his own drone mere hours before the event. The failure to deploy drone technology is all the more concerning since, according to the whistleblower, listen to this, the drones U.S. Secret Service was offered by local law enforcement had the capability to not only identify active shooters, but also to help neutralize them. What does that say to you? Well, we're going to put this drone in the air. We can surveil the site if you want. And this drone is specifically used to neutralize active shooters, and it's designed to spot them. Would have stopped the shooter. Would have seen him right there on the roof. Man, that shooter on that roof would have been so dang obvious. Drone had the ability to neutralize said shooters from the air. Well, that's problematic. I mean, if you don't want the rally to be secure, which they clearly did not. Yeah, just let this sink in. Let this sink in. And now you understand why when Kimberly Cheadle came before Congress under oath, and Congress members asked her, hey, who were the people on this site? Who was running this mess? Give us names. She said no. Give us titles. She said no. Then they said, okay, will you give it to us, you know, off the record, you know, in a classified setting? So we've got the clearances. Come on, pony up. No. No, because then we're going to have to learn who did this. Then we're going to have to be able to question them under oath, and that's a problem. You can see what a problem this is. But none of this is the most shocking thing that came out about the assassination attempt yesterday. And I don't know why this isn't bigger news. Coming up next. If you're like the vast majority of Americans, you believe that the now famous two snipers, Secret Service snipers on the roof, you probably recognize the guy's face, took out Thomas Crooks, killed him. You probably believe that. In fact, they trended on Twitter with Americans, that being the half the country that supports Donald Trump, thanking them for their service. What a great shot and how fantastic it was. You know, the two on the roof, right? Again, those two trended when everybody was looking at the slope of the roof, right? Remember, oh, look at the snipers that took him out. Look at the sniper that took him out. So he was on a slope roof. It went fine. Nobody's questioned whether those were the snipers or sniper who took him out, except Jesse Waters. Jesse Waters said some stunning things last week. Here's what Jesse Waters said on Thursday of last week. This audio is a little weird in the back. You're going to hear he's talking over the RNC convention, which is wrapping up behind him. Okay, that's the weird audio behind. Sorry about that, but I want you to hear this. He said they won't, talking about Fox News' sources, tell us which sniper delivered the kill shot and where he was.
And we also learned that two Secret Service agents posted on the rooftop behind Trump, that famous photo,
yeah,
weren't the ones who unloaded the kill shot. It was another sniper who ended Crooks' life. But they won't tell us where he shot from. It's so bizarre.
You heard that part now. They won't tell us where he shot from. He's talking about Fox News' sources. They got good sources there. Right? As good as anybody's. They won't tell us. Everybody missed this. I made a big deal of it. Everybody, because if you've spent any time online, you've seen the area, right? You've seen where Trump was. You've seen the rally area. We all know it, right? On a map. It's small. It's not sort of confusing and, well, where could he have been? There aren't a lot of places. So Representative Massey grilled the head of the FBI on this. Listen to Christopher Wray. As skilled a liar as you will find, he's the head of the FBI, pretends not to know anything about this. Oh my, I don't have my notes. Which sniper? Where was said sniper? Oh.
Director Ray, how many counter snipers were present at the rally that day, and which of the counter snipers took the shot that took out the would-be assassin?
I don't have the number of counter snipers. I know it was a Secret Service counter sniper who took the shot that eliminated the shooter. And we've conducted a number of interviews, including of him.
So not was it one of the two that we see in the videos on top of the roof, or was it a different location that was shot?
I'm afraid I don't have that at my fingertips here.
Okay. You mentioned that...
Okay, so just so you know, the FBI is conducting the investigation and, you know, really the cover-up here. They are the ones doing the criminal investigation of this. That's them, okay? You don't know where the sniper was? You, whoops, forgot? Not in front of you. Wow, that's like one of the top three details of this entire thing. Where was he? It wasn't the two on the roof. Now, listen to how he put it. I don't know. I don't have my notes. These are hard questions. But listen to how Waters put it. Jesse Waters put it. It's not that they do not know. Not that. It's that they will not say.
And we also learned that two Secret Service agents posted on the rooftop behind Trump, that famous photo,
yeah,
weren't the ones who unloaded the kill shot. It was another sniper who ended Crooks' life. But they won't tell us where he shot from. It's so bizarre.
That was a week ago. Now you have Ray going, I forgot, I don't know. Well, Jesse Waters didn't fall for that. He's like, no, we asked. So when you ask these agencies, you can't say, well, I don't have my notes in front of me, because the reporter goes, well, call us back. Tell us where the sniper was. Tell us who was the sniper. Where was the sniper? Not a lot of places, folks. Had to be the water tower or the second floor of the AGR glass building. There's not a lot of damn vantage points. You got to get them going down. Why is this a state secret? Christopher Ray, whoops, forgot. Kimberly Cheadle, former now director of the Secret Service, never mentioned it. They've let everyone think those two guys on the roof that everybody's seen the picture of by now were the ones who ended Thomas Crook's life. Why is this a secret? Why did he, oops, forgot? I don't know. Something's wrong here. Something is really, really wrong here. And you know how Crooks ran around for 3 hours? It's all local law enforcement calling him in. It's not Secret Service. And Secret Service, we have not gotten any answers, so-called Secret Service. This would be the federal agents, right? We don't even actually know. I think we're hearing a lot of them were Homeland Security and inexperienced, right? But whatever. They didn't answer for 3 hours. The only people pursuing this guy were local law enforcement. Feds did not care. AWOL. They say they don't have the communications. They say they don't have the tapes. But as soon as he's dead, bam, here comes the guy in the gray suit. Suddenly they could find Crooks. They could go right up to him. Right away, bam, shows up within minutes. Know exactly where he is. No confusion whatsoever. And you know what the weirdest thing of all is? I mean, the weirdest thing of all. If this thing had just been a standard screw up, right? If this thing had just been a standard, you know, tragedy, I don't know. This is a major event in American history, okay? By now, all of these snipers would have been doing the rounds. They would have been doing interviews. They'd have been on TV. Fox News would love to get that interview. Yeah, you love that kind of patriotic stuff. Hey, you killed the guy. Great for you. Wonderful shot. Where are these people? Where are the local officers giving interviews? Where are the Secret Service, supposedly, snipers? Where are these people? This thing's closed. It's not a second shooter, we're told. There's no prosecution. Where are these people? Has someone silenced them? Now, we have seen the leadership, to some extent, a local leadership come out, the police colonel. But we haven't seen the individual guys. We've seen nobody giving interviews. They have to have been silenced. And now you have the FBI director. Whoops, forgot. Oh, yeah, no, I forgot. I don't know what sniper took him out. I don't know where the sniper was. Really? Really? Okay, folks, we find, you know what they're doing? Whatever this information is, it's mind-blowing. And what they're doing is slow walking it. They want to try to put it out 6 months from now, 9 months from now, after this election, whenever. And it's only going to be the wonks going over it. It's only going to be the wonks. It's only going to be people with blogs. They'll put it on, you know, 3 seconds on CBS and they'll move on, whatever it is. They have to cover it up. Why? Folks reacting on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line in shock. Folks, we still don't know what sniper took Thomas Crooks out and from where. Again, if you're just tuning in, Jesse Waters first told us a week ago, this is an incredible segment by him. I've been talking about it for a week. That Fox News has been trying to find this out. Okay, this is a week ago. And he says, they won't tell us.
And we also learned that two Secret Service agents posted on the rooftop behind Trump, that famous photo, weren't the ones who unloaded the kill shot. It was another sniper who ended Crooks' life. But they won't tell us where he shot from. It's so bizarre.
And then lying FBI leader Christopher Wray pretends to, whoops, just have forgotten. I just don't know. I'm leading the investigation. I don't know where the shooter was. I don't know where the sniper was. So confused, really. I don't have my notes.
Director Wray, how many counter snipers were present at the rally that day, and which of the counter snipers took the shot that took out the would-be assassin?
I don't have the number of counter snipers. I know it was the Secret Service counter sniper who took the shot that eliminated the shooter. And we've conducted a number of interviews, including of him.
So not was it one of the two that we see in the videos on top of the roof, or was it a different location that was shot?
I'm afraid I don't have that at my fingertips here.
Okay. You mentioned that...
So you know it wasn't the two on the roof. You've got that at your fingertips there, but you don't know where the guy was. But you've let us think this whole time it was the two on the roof. They just conveniently did not correct that. Weird, right? Another texter writes, and just get a great text on this Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Oh, darn, it just advanced. Now, where did this go? Let's see. One body cam from Beaver County shows the officer only count 5 casings around Crook's body. Yes, yesterday Ray said it was 8 or 9. Can't remember which. It was 1 or 2. It was 8 or 9. Texter writes, I personally think it's an inside job more than ever. I don't believe anything the government tells us. Texter writes, Tara, between multiple body... Whoever was questioning Ray did not push it after he responded he didn't know. Was that Thomas Massey? Yes, I was disappointed he didn't push it. There's nothing else there. Texter writes, it was Colonel Mustard in the library with the candlestick. That's who took the shot. And yeah, this is the one I was looking for. After hearing that, my first question is, talking about the audio, why didn't the two snipers that we have all seen take the shot? Good question. It was obvious they had him in their sights. See, this, folks, is why I think they haven't done any interviews. This is why these guys are nowhere. The answers to these questions are extremely disturbing. But normally, with a thing like this by now, these guys have done the media tour. Everybody's interviewed them. You're tired of seeing them on TV. They're nowhere.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're like the vast majority of Americans, you believe that the now famous two snipers, Secret Service snipers on the roof, you probably recognize the guy's face, took out Thomas Crooks, killed him. You probably believe that. In fact, they trended on Twitter with Americans, that being the half the country that supports Donald Trump, thanking them for their service. What a great shot and how fantastic it was. You know, the two on the roof, right? Again, those two trended when everybody was looking at the slope of the roof, right? Remember, oh, look at the snipers that took him out. So he was on a slope roof. It went fine. Nobody's questioned whether those were the snipers or sniper who took him out, except Jesse Waters. Jesse Waters said some stunning things last week. Here's what Jesse Waters said on Thursday of last week. This audio is a little weird in the back. You're going to hear he's talking over the RNC convention, which is wrapping up behind him. Okay, that's the weird audio behind. Sorry about that, but I want you to hear this. He said, they won't, talking about Fox News' sources, tell us which sniper delivered the kill shot and where he was.
And we also learned that two Secret Service agents posted on the rooftop behind Trump, that famous photo,
yeah,
weren't the ones who unloaded the kill shot. It was another sniper who ended Crooks' life. But they won't tell us where he shot from. It's so bizarre.
You heard that part now. They won't tell us where he shot from. He's talking about Fox News' sources. They got good sources there, right? As good as anybody's. They won't tell us. Everybody missed this. I made a big deal of it. Everybody missed. Because if you've spent any time online, you've seen the area, right? You've seen where Trump was. You've seen the rally area. We all know it, right? On a map. It's small. It's not sort of confusing and, well, where could he have been? There aren't a lot of places. So Representative Massey grilled the head of the FBI on this. Listen to Christopher Wray, as skilled a liar as you will find. He's the head of the FBI. Pretend not to know anything about this. Oh my, I don't have my notes. Which sniper? Where was said sniper? Oh.
Director Ray, how many counter snipers were present at the rally that day, and which of the counter snipers took the shot that took out the would-be assassin?
I don't have the number of counter snipers. I know it was the Secret Service counter sniper who took the shot that eliminated the shooter. We've conducted a number of interviews, including of him.
So not, was it one of the two that we see in the videos on top of the roof, or was it a different location that was shot?
I'm afraid I don't have that at my fingertips here.
Okay. You mentioned that.
Okay. So just so you know, the FBI is conducting the investigation and, you know, really the cover up here. They are the ones doing the criminal investigation of this. That's them, okay? You don't know where the sniper was? You forgot? Not in front of you. Wow, that's like one of the top three details of this entire thing. Where was he? It wasn't the two on the roof. Now listen to how he put it. I don't know. I don't have my nose. These are hard questions. But listen to how Waters put it. Jesse Waters put it. It's not that they do not know. Not that. It's that they will not say.
And we also learned that two Secret Service agents posted on the rooftop behind Trump, that famous photo, weren't the ones who unloaded the kill shot. It was another sniper who ended Crooks' life. But they won't tell us where he shot from. It's so bizarre.
That was a week ago. Now you have Ray going, I forgot, I don't know. Well, Jesse Waters didn't fall for that. He's like, no, we asked. So when you ask these agencies, you can't say, well, I don't have my notes in front of me, because the reporter goes, well, call us back. Tell us where the sniper was. Tell us who was the sniper. Where was the sniper? Not a lot of places, folks. Had to be the water tower or the second floor of the AGR glass building. There's not a lot of vantage points. You got to get them going down. Why is this a state secret? Christopher Wray, oops, forgot. Kimberly Cheadle, former now director of the Secret Service, never mentioned it. They've let everyone think those two guys on the roof that everybody's seen the picture of by now were the ones who ended Thomas Crook's life. Why is this a secret? Why did he, oops, forgot? I don't know. Something's wrong here. Something is really, really wrong here. And you know how Crooks ran around for 3 hours? It's all local law enforcement calling him in. It's not Secret Service. And Secret Service, we have not gotten any answers, so-called Secret Service. This would be the federal agents, right? We don't even actually know. I think we're hearing a lot of them were Homeland Security and inexperienced, right? But whatever. They didn't answer for 3 hours. The only people pursuing this guy were local law enforcement. Feds did not care. AWOL. They say they don't have the communications. They say they don't have the tapes. But as soon as he's dead, bam, here comes the guy in the gray suit. Suddenly they could find Crooks. They could go right up to him. Right away, bam, shows up within minutes. Know exactly where he is. No confusion whatsoever. And you know what the weirdest thing of all is? I mean, the weirdest thing of all. If this thing had just been a standard screw up, right? If this thing had just been a standard, you know, tragedy, I don't know. This is a major event in American history, okay? By now, all of these snipers would have been doing the rounds. They would have been doing interviews. They'd have been on TV. Fox News would love to get that interview. Yeah, he loved that kind of patriotic stuff. Hey, you killed the guy. Great for you. Wonderful shot. Where are these people? Where are the local officers giving interviews? Where are the Secret Service, supposedly, snipers? Where are these people? This thing's closed. It's not a second shooter, we're told. There's no prosecution. Where are these people? Has someone silenced them? Now, we have seen the leadership, to some extent, the local leadership come out, the police colonel. But we haven't seen the individual guys. We've seen nobody giving interviews. They have to have been silenced. And now you have the FBI director. Whoops, forgot. Oh, yeah, no, I forgot. I don't know what sniper took him out. I don't know where the sniper was. Really? Really? Okay, folks, you know what they're doing? Whatever this information is, it's mind-blowing. And what they're doing is slow-walking it. They want to try to put it out 6 months from now, 9 months from now, after this election, whenever, and it's only going to be the wonks going over it. It's only going to be the wonks. It's only going to be people with blogs. Yeah, they'll put it on, you know, 3 seconds on CBS and they'll move on, whatever it is. They have to cover it up. Why? Folks reacting on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line in shock. Folks, we still don't know what sniper took Thomas Crooks out and from where. Again, if you're just tuning in, Jesse Waters first told us a week ago, this is an incredible segment by him. I've been talking about it for a week. That Fox News has been trying to find this out. Okay, this is a week ago. And he says they won't tell us.
And we also learned that two Secret Service agents posted on the rooftop behind Trump, that famous photo, weren't the ones who unloaded the kill shot. It was another sniper who ended Crooks' life. But they won't tell us where he shot from. It's so bizarre.
And then lying FBI leader Christopher Wray pretends to, whoops, just have forgotten. I just don't know. I'm leading the investigation. I don't know where the shooter was. I don't know where the sniper was. So confused, really. I don't have my notes.
Director Wray, how many counter snipers were present at the rally that day, and which of the counter snipers took the shot that took out the would-be assassin?
I don't have the number of counter snipers. I know it was a Secret Service counter sniper who took the shot that eliminated the shooter. And we've conducted a number of interviews, including of him.
So not was it one of the two that we see in the videos on top of the roof, or was it a different location that was shot?
I'm afraid I don't have that at my fingertips here.
Okay. You mentioned that...
So you know it wasn't the two on the roof. You've got that at your fingertips there, but you don't know where the guy was. But you've let us think this whole time it was the two on the roof. They just conveniently did not correct that. Weird, right? Another texter writes, and just get a great text on this Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Oh, darn, it just advanced. Now, where did this go? Let's see. One body cam from Beaver County shows the officer only count five casings around Crook's body. Yes, yesterday Ray said it was eight or nine. Can't remember which. It was one of the two. It was eight or nine. Texter writes, I personally think it's an inside job more than ever. I don't believe anything the government tells us. Texter writes, Tara, between multiple body... whoever... was questioning Ray, did not push it after he responded he didn't know. Was that Thomas Massie? Yes, I was disappointed he didn't push it. There's nothing else there. Texter writes, it was Colonel Mustard in the library with the candlestick. That's who took the shot. And yeah, this is the one I was looking for. After hearing that, my first question is, talking about the audio, why didn't the two snipers that we have all seen take the shot? Good question. It was obvious they had him in their sights. See, this, folks, is why I think they haven't done any interviews. This is why these guys are nowhere. The answers to these questions are extremely disturbing. But normally, with a thing like this, by now, these guys have done the media tour. Everybody's interviewed them. You're tired of seeing them on TV. They're nowhere. Not weird? They're nowhere. Here's a question. We learned overnight that they had a kill drone. Local law enforcement had a drone that was designed to spot shooters specifically and neutralize them. But the Secret Service wouldn't let him use it. Well, how do we find that out? It's weird. A whistleblower. A whistleblower? Why do you have to be a whistleblower? Why do you have to come to Senator Josh Hawley as a whistleblower? Why can't she just say it? Why aren't you doing interviews on national television? Why do you have to? Why is that a secret? You know what that means? They've been silenced. They've been silenced. If you're a whistleblower and you've got to come forward and say the federal government is lying, we tried to surveil that site with a drone. We wanted to have a drone in the air. We had a drone, and we told Secret Service we had a drone. We had a drone that was designed to spot shooters and neutralize them, finish them. And they wouldn't let us fly it. Why do you have to come forward as a whistleblower? Why? I mean, listen to former assistant director, FBI, Chris Schwecker. This is a closed investigation. There shouldn't be whistleblowers. Everybody should be able to talk on the record.
I mean, the shooter's dead. And I've heard nothing about a conspiracy other than, out there on the fringes. This was a 20-year-old that acted alone, young kid. So there's no reason to protect this information or protect a prosecution.
But they are. Just to speak of it, if you were there, you have to come forward as a whistleblower. Something stinks here, folks. Folks reacting on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line in shock. Folks, we still don't know what sniper took Thomas Crooks out and from where. Again, if you're just tuning in, Jesse Waters first told us a week ago, this is an incredible segment by him. I've been talking about it for a week. That Fox News has been trying to find this out. Okay, this is a week ago. And he says, they won't tell us.
And we also learned that two Secret Service agents posted on the rooftop behind Trump, that famous photo, weren't the ones who unloaded the kill shot. It was another sniper who ended Crooks' life. But they won't tell us where he shot from. It's so bizarre.
And then lying FBI leader Christopher Wray pretends to, whoops, just have forgotten. I mean, I just don't know. I'm leading the investigation. I don't know where the shooter was. I don't know where the sniper was. So confused, really. I don't have my notes.
Director Wray, how many counter snipers were present at the rally that day, and which of the counter snipers took the shot that took out the would-be assassin?
I don't have the number of counter snipers. I know it was a Secret Service counter sniper who took the shot that eliminated the shooter. And we've conducted a number of interviews, including of him.
So not was it one of the two that we see in the videos on top of the roof, or was it a different location that was shot?
I'm afraid I don't have that at my fingertips here.
Okay. You mentioned that...
So you know it wasn't the two on the roof. You've got that at your fingertips there, but you don't know where the guy was. But you've let us think this whole time it was the two on the roof. They just conveniently did not correct that. Weird, right? Another texter writes, and just get a great text on this Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Oh, darn, it just advanced. Now, where did this go? Let's see. One body cam from Beaver County shows the officer only count five casings around Crook's body. Yes, yesterday Ray said it was eight or nine. Can't remember which. It was one or two. It was eight or nine. Texter writes, I personally think it's an inside job more than ever. I don't believe anything the government tells us. Texter writes, Tara, between multiple body... Whoever was questioning Ray did not push it after he responded he didn't know. Was that Thomas Massey? Yes, I was disappointed he didn't push it. There's nothing else there. Texter writes, it was Colonel Mustard in the library with the candlestick. That's who took the shot. And yeah, this is the one I was looking for. After hearing that, my first question is, talking about the audio, why didn't the two snipers that we have all seen take the shot? Good question. It was obvious they had him in their sights. See, this, folks, is why I think they haven't done any interviews. This is why these guys are nowhere. The answers to these questions are extremely disturbing. But normally, with a thing like this, by now, these guys have done the media tour. Everybody's interviewed them. You're tired of seeing them on TV. They're nowhere. Not weird? They're nowhere. Here's a question. We learned overnight that they had a kill drone. Local law enforcement had a drone that was designed to spot shooters specifically and neutralize them. But the Secret Service wouldn't let him use it. Well, how do we find that out? It's weird. A whistleblower. A whistleblower? Why do you have to be a whistleblower? Why do you have to come to Senator Josh Hawley as a whistleblower? Why can't she just say it? Why aren't you doing interviews on national television? Why do you have to? Why is that a secret? You know what that means? They've been silenced. They've been said. If you're a whistleblower and you've got to come forward and say the federal government is lying, we tried to surveil that site with a drone. We wanted to have a drone in the air. We had a drone and we told Secret Service we had a drone. We had a drone that was designed to spot shooters and neutralize them, finish them. And they wouldn't let us fly it. Why do you have to come forward as a whistleblower? Why? I mean, listen to former assistant director, FBI, Chris Schwecker. This is a closed investigation. There should be whistleblowers. Everybody should be able to talk on the record.
I mean, the shooter's dead. And I've heard nothing about a conspiracy other than, you know, out there on the fringes. This was a 20-year-old that acted alone, young kid. So there's no reason to protect this information or protect a prosecution.
But they are. Just to speak of it, if you were there, you have to come forward as a whistleblower. Something stinks here, folks.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like what I had to say yes, bedroom? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.